I'll try to keep it short, but I would like to say that it is my great pleasure to be with you all in this hall, beautiful hall, memorial hall of our great Gurudev activities, and hearing some wonderful stories from Jagannatha Prabhu, who is not only himself here, but represent all his Gotra family. And it's sometimes hard for us to relate, you know, as a roommates, as a people in this world, because we have so many desires and ambitions. But as a Gurudev family, we're here for service exclusively. And as Giri Maharaj wrote in one of his articles, service actually means inconvenience. You have to put yourself in an inconvenient position to satisfy, you know, other, the higher plane. And that has been proven to us by Srila Gurudev himself. He took a lot of inconvenience to satisfy our spiritual, you know, however small that would be, desires, our spiritual endeavors. And going back to scriptural stories, because the name Jagannatha is so famous, not only in Chaitanya Saraswati Math, but the worldwide, he's the author of Prema Vivarta, Jagannatha Pandit. And I believe it's been written after Mahaprabhu's departure. So here in that book, he say, you know, so many different people taking Mahaprabhu in their own way. You know, somebody talks, he's a god. You know, somebody tell he's a great sannyasis. But I have something my own to say the way I've seen him. So this is very important scriptural point, that devotee has its own individual feeling about the object of his worship, about his Lord, about his Guru. Maybe for Jamuna, he was one way, for, you know, Chinmay Dev another way, for Goswami Maharaj another way. He had his own relationship with every one of us, and this is unforgettable experience, because that experience leading us towards the goal of our belief. Just as Goswami Maharaj mentioned in a room at the time of Gaudiya Math, when Saraswati Thakur disappeared, the question arises, who will we follow now? How will we go now? And, you know, some prominent disciple in the hope of enlightenment, the assembly, he called the sloka, which you probably know. Yeah, he said, now it is said that Bhagavad Purana is came as a sun and illuminate all the darkness, then we should take shelter of that great, you know, instructions. But as Goswami Maharaj referred, that Srila Guru Maharaj, when his shot came to tell what he think, he wasn't very satisfied with this general idea. He said, actually, we are living conception worshippers. Saints are living scriptures. And you can see that every one of here, something guru-related living within him. It is his own experiencing. Like everybody had his own Gurudev departure, his own pastime in the Gurudev. However big that could be or small, every one of us went through a specific experience, and that experience will live within us and will lead us to go in a particular way. So not only that, you know, we say, oh, we don't need Bhagavatam, you know, we have Gurudev. No, but the other way you can look that through that personal association of Vaishnava, the service of Vaishnava, that light of the Bhagavatam, according to your heart necessity, will reveal to you at particular stage of your service. Otherwise, Krishna consciousness becomes something dry, intellectual, and it's only meant for, you know, few Einstein-like guys in big glasses, you know, who talk about some scriptures. But if we look at if we look very close at Gaura Lila, and the way we're talking about Gaura Lila, because it's ultimate direction for us. Mahaprabhu dealing with his associates, departure of a Vaishnava, you know, dealing with the Vaishnava. And you can see that actually, you know, it has a lot of good examples of what is proper dealing with Guru, what is proper surrender. Just like thinking about Gurudev disappearance, which is coming in my mind constantly. When I came and saw Shil Gurudev lying in the bed, my first ability was to try to do something. And we heard that the two type of school of devotees, one is like a, you know, cat, and another one is like a monkey. So the monkey school, when you're grabbing your mother and you're trying to, you know, hang on your mother and, you know, mother carry you on, that's kind of recommended for us as a service approach. But the cat school, when devotee is fully as a small baby cat, he's fully Jaya Shripad Bhakti Nirmalacharya Maharaja Ki Jai. Please, Maharaj. So that surrender of the cat, which Srila Param Gurudev mentioned, it's required just be cool and quiet and allow divine will to carry you to next stage of destination. And as we say, suspicious brings suspension. Whether it's good or bad, the higher devotee, he allowed that to happen. And this is showing in many scriptural cases of disappearance of some great devotees, you know, some great Vaishnavas. They're accepting difficulties in the same directions, then they would accept some glorious or benefits for them. So as we can understand, in our mood, we try to do something like help Gurudev. But the final idea that actually, what can we do in this world? So then necessity of that unconditional surrender at the stage of some great necessity happens. And, you know, we were unconditionally restrained by, you know, we couldn't go. There's nothing we could do. The only thing we could do is like surrender and be absolutely submissive to his will and to show by that submissiveness we're his. And at that time when he's just briefly, you know, maybe twinkled his finger and said, you know, goodbye, that natural feeling of worship arose in our heart, and that worship started by devotees, by the heart of devotees, and that's what took us to some kind of a deeper appreciation, because as Guru Maharaj said, and Gurudev confirmed so many times, in the time of sorrow, in the time of very deep separation, that's where heart receiving the utmost benefit. Not when we fall joking and having prasadam and running around and having good time. No. At the time of deepest, you know, trouble, deepest, you know, inconvenience, that's where the satisfaction coming, is coming from the service. So, I wrote a letter, and I think it's nice, kind of short story of my seeing Gurudev departure. And I didn't want to say too many awkward things, but at the same time, I didn't want to hold on and not to say things to devotees, which I'm responsible for, which I meant to say. So I start my letter from, you know, story like me, Vijay Raman, and all the Dr. Kumar, Amit Goswami, we all came for Gurudev Vyasa Puja, and declaration happened at that time, and we were very happy to hear that. It was a wonderful experience, and Gurudev was happy, and he felt actually a sort of relief. When he declared Acharya Maharaj, he felt, you know, he relieved. He can like retire more or less, you know. But then I wrote about that, and I wrote a little bit about opposition, that letter that came with challenges with Acharya Maharaj, but as in asuras, you know, sometimes dry. Sometimes Saraswati Devi giving and mouth of asuras some special way of glorifying lords, just like Shishupal Vats, when they try to misglorify Krishna, they couldn't do it. So that offensive letter to Gurudev, Mainly, the part about Acharya Maharaj was about his glorious position, building the temples, you know, fully going under, you know, Gurudev's will, etc. So, you know, it was a nice letter from some point, because, I mean, that part was nice, because it really showed that Acharya Maharaj did so much, and these people couldn't. So anyway, that was like very beginning part of the letter. But then I start describing Gurudev's departure. You know, day by day, week by week, this remembrance came to my mind. And it was very touchy for myself. You know, when we've read it over, I felt some heart-feeling, you know, experience and emotions. And I think all of you, if you remember that, what's happened with us the last several days, it's very, very deep. But what should I do? Is there anything I can change? Yes, there's so many things I can change about myself, but I can't take my time back. Whatever Gurudev told us, and again, referring to Shripad Goswami Maharaj, sorry, I'm paraphrasing you a lot, Maharaj, don't take this as a fault. Goswami Maharaj said, at this point, I'm not looking for something new. It's not that I go outside of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, find another Gaudiya Sadhu who's like explaining to me new things about Krishna consciousness. No. At this point, what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to mine, extract the things that have been given to me here in this lifetime. And if I will able to appreciate them, then my spiritual life will be successful. But the question comes, how will I able to appreciate them? Will I be able to deep them, draw them out by myself? I don't think so. Because I couldn't do it so much. You know, Gurudev's presence, I couldn't understand him. He quoted so many slokas, so many things, told so many stories, and many slokas he said, there's no need translation for you. Because you won't get it. But what I really understood about Gurudev is through his devotees. Like, you know, Shripada Acharya Maharaj and other senior group. And, you know, so many things happen. I have to take some charges with Ramachandra and Acharya Maharaj. But I was really amazed with Shripada Janardana Maharaj. Because all I see with Shripada Janardana Maharaj is deep grieving of like Gurudev. He got on the final point. So there is no doubt that he's like appointed by Gurudev because he really got his heart. And you know, Janardana Maharaj said so many wonderful things in support of Shripada Acharya Maharaj. But he also said to me, when I started addressing some questions, he said some natural transition will happen. Now is the time to value the spiritual gems. So now is the time to appreciate them. So anyway, I could say so many things. I feel shy. I'm most junior speaker here. But to say that I'm really amazed by all of you. There is no one who didn't feel something here. There is no one who couldn't share this with us. This was experience beyond our individual ability to understand. So it takes long, long time for us to relish, to factor in, to value all of these things. And that's what, you know, Mahaprabhu said, Tavakatamritam tattva jivanam kavidhiridam palamashapaham. You know, this relishing of Krishna consciousness, that's what the life of a devotee. But before that, adoshadha tato sadhusanga tataha bhajana kriya. Before that, must be some bhajana kriya. And as you're going deeper, bhajana kriya also is there, you know. So today I went to Shripada Acharya Maharaj to his office. And he's sitting and we're talking about many things. And he's sitting in a garland. And somebody's giving his garland. And Acharya Maharaj sitting in a garland, we're talking. He's like scratching. And he say, some people sometimes giving garland with so many insects that bite. And I'm joking, I say, Maharaj, you are a great acharya. People thinking guru position is so high, you know, like I like garland from bananas, you know, tomatoes, cucumber. Then, you know, I take my garland and I, you know, eat it. But you're getting garland with insects and you have to accept that. And you know, maybe this garland, so many insects. And Acharya Maharaj, you know, like, say...
You know, normally they try and take the insects out of the flower. But he said sometimes the pujari offers the flower to the deity, so to speak, and then one little insect crawls out and says, and kisses the lotus feet of Krishna, and he's better than a pujari.
Yeah, so... But, you know, I'm also joking with Sripada Acharya Maharaj. And Acharya Maharaj is like very nicely, very tolerantly looking at me and smiling. And then I say, Maharaj, I have to go. And then he's like giving that garland to me. Then I'm at his mercy. And he said, oh, you were like making joke of me, you know, like you're making fun, you know, you're giving me good instruction. So I accept the garland, but thinking, oh, it's really biting, actually. And the thing is, dramatically, it's very easy to give good consultation. But practically, you know, I'm thinking sometimes about the Acharya Maharaj's position. I think it's so crazy. I better not even myself imagine, because you've got all these people and places and, you know, friends, and you know, you have to tolerate them for years. So you know that this is something happened 2 weeks ago. He tolerates some people for years and like had to do service. You know, I've seen many people.
There's a famous sloka in the Bhagavatam that if you execute your swadharma perfectly for 100 births, you can become Brahma. And Acharya said, but if you like tap or fall people for put you in charge of a
Yeah, and many times I've seen how much Gurudev wants to be relief, actually. No, Gurudev just wants to be relief. Now, Gurudev, he's taken the responsibility for over, what, 60 years. So at some point, Gurudev just wants to be relieved. Just like, you know, to tell you honestly, like today I wake up at like maybe 9 or 10 o'clock. And I spoke with some devotees yesterday and they said, we can't join 3 programs a day. There's too much Hare Krishna. When you're in charge, Mad, when you're in charge, when Hare Krishna says it's too much Hare Krishna, just imagine an idea when you're in...
Yeah.
just imagine, and you have to be in charge like Mahajans, like Siddhanti Maharaj, okay? And you know, they're like Jagannanda Prabhu, you know, goes fine. Everyone is personal character, you know. They're not people to deal easy with, because you know we're thinking of many devotees in the very beginning stages, you know, far away on the stage. But anybody knows, like Acharya Maharaj knows, to be a little bit close in Gurudev section, to be Gurudev Koka, you know, it wouldn't like buy you a ticket for eating all the sweet remnants. You know, older you get that, But you also get like 24 hours intense service, non-stop. You're like a slave. You sold out. You don't have anything personal. You have no personal will. And, you know, some people in our mission, they've done it for years and really become a slave. Because Gurudev didn't say, oh, your service contract start today and end, you know, in a year. So Acharya Maharaj can say that being in Gurudev's service, it's very, very tough. But more tough to be not in his personal service, because you get a little prasadam, you know, you always have association. There's something pay you back. This is really tough. When Gurudev on 22 world tours, and you're here alone, dealing with a whole bunch of Bengali people, some of them hate you from the first day you enter the mat because they see your dedication qualities and they just can't get it. And you have to like fulfill Gurudev's desires. So sometimes when Gurudev would be on a tour, they would show pictures of Govinda Kunz. And it's like Acharya Maharaj, like a small man with like a whole bunch of Bengali with a pipe like this, sucking water. You know, so many like cool pictures. And he would say, he would admit to us, he said, I couldn't do it. Well, this man could do it. And, you know, many times he say, it's very, very cold, that sloka, very, very hard to find a real guru in this world. But it's also super hard to find a real disciple in this world. You know, it's like to be a real disciple. That was the idea of Gurudev. And in the book of Sri Guru in His Grace, when there's a chapter, become guru. So some of the people took license. Oh, become guru, okay, I'm your guru, okay.
They didn't read the first few chapters about how to become disciple.
Right. So Gurudev said, that is very good. That is very good. But become disciple, that is what I'm trying to show them.
And what did Gurudev put? The first part of Gurudev's month, Gurubhav Bhisa Sukurakam, means he's fulfilling the desires of the Guru Maharaj. But that one, not only one, but this one desire of Guru Maharaj was to see Govinda Kunda become so glorious. And these decades after decades went by, and Sri Padmasarja Maharaj, he, the greedy man, he took that seva. And so it's this within the Gurubhav Bhisa Sukurakam, which Guru Maharaj identified as the first outstanding quality of Gurudev, and we see it transferred to the heart of Sri Padmasarja Maharaj, to fulfill Guru Maharaj, his Guru Maharaj's desire, his wife, still Srila Guru Maharaj's desire. The thing, that's just like Srila Guru Maharaj said, I saw it. If I want to get the Sarasvati Thakur, then I'll create Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So it's Sarasvati thing. Oh, Guru Maharaj wants this Govinda Kunda. I want to get the favor of Govinda Maharaj. If I will fulfill that, how he'll be captured. And we saw that.
Yeah, but my point, what I'm trying to make, this is very important. Also, just imagine this thing, which I'm quite often thinking about, people giving challenges against Acharya Maharaj. They said, oh, with money anybody can construct. Well, first of all, I'm not sure about that. I construct a lot of work. It's a big work to do construction management. But think of this. Take some mundane substance, convert into some spiritual substance. That's like, you know, it's like taking something mundane from you and on the end give you like elixir of immortality. Because, you know, the places been coming in our mission, they weren't just like hotels, beach resorts, you know, luxury apartments. They were like important Gaudiya Vaishnava spiritual places. And, you know, this says, and actually Mahaprabhu himself said to Rupa Goswami in Sanatana, go to Vrindavan, discover those places. At that time, nobody knew where is Radha Kund, where the, you know, Shyama Kund. So nobody knew here before Guru Maharaj, where is Govinda Kund? And the second question is, there are two other Kundas, and there's one out there, and there are a few kundas in our math, and what are those kundas? Honestly, I don't know, but one thing I know, Govinda Kund, not only, you know, because of Govinda Maharaj, not only because of, after, you know, Govardhan Leela, Indra established there Krishna as Govinda, you know, we know the basic story, but that is the place where Madhavendra Puri came into. This is like Madhavendra Puri place. That's where like supermost worship, you know, took place. That's where discovery of Gopal took place. That was like, you know, divine connection with our sampradaya. So if you, we're talking about so many things and, you know, we're coming into some conclusions. It's like big puzzle. And sometimes as a, in internal thinking, some parts of this puzzles are coming together. So we've been talking about Ishvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, you know, and if you look at Vaishnava calendar today, Rasa Yatra of Sri Baladev, disappearance of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, this time is so rich with very mystical Vaishnava occasions. You know, Gurudev left at that day, and what is Baladev Rasa Yatra? I am not a specialist, you know, senior Vaishnavas know, but what I've read in Chaitanya Bhagavat commentaries by Saraswati Thakur, that when he's glorifying Nityananda Prabhu as Baladev, he's saying that basically some people say, well, Baladev also has his own Rasa Yatra, he has his own gopis, his own paraphernalia, his own enjoyment. But one thing Saraswati Thakur constantly appointing us, he say, but he has no his own independent will to enjoy. Everything he's done is for Krishna's satisfaction. So a specific plane of like a temple, he become Singhasan, he become Kartals, he become Mridanga, he become this, he become that. So as we can see, for the satisfaction of Vaishnava, what Acharya Maharaj has done, you know, whether constructing or managing or filling rice or potatoes, for the satisfaction of Guru. So some of the opposition came to me, tried to seduce me, and they're thinking, nice fat Swami, you know, take him. And I say, so what's your faults about Acharya Maharaj? I just want to hear their faults. And you know what they say? Well, his faults is this. When he's going to collect potatoes, he collects 300 bags and buy 200 bags more and tell to Gurudev, I collect 500 bags. So you're a big cheater, Maharaj. Buying 200 bags more because knowing that, you know, so many people will come to Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, you know, like, that is his fault. Collecting 300 bags and buying 200 bags. That was so funny to me. Then I thought, you know, what are you talking about, Jack? You know, and you eating those potatoes, actually. You ate half of those bags, actually. And I wouldn't be doubt if you try to sell them, you know, out of your kitchen. Maybe to Acharya Maharaj. So, you know, then we can understand if anything is done for satisfaction of Guru and Krishna, that is appropriate. So when we say about, you know, Baladev, Rasa Yatra, and the highest plane, this has happened. On this plane, this has also happened. There's so many things, actually, you know, which we're not considered to be fully social or fully by law, have done by satisfaction of Guru. Srila Sridhar Maharaj saying, normally nobody allowed to the king abode, to the king room. But if good servitor feel there's some danger to the king, he would enter and, you know, like, under risk of being himself, you know, like, his own head to be chopped off, he would enter because he would feel necessity. So that's, everything again comes to one point of necessity. Now, what is necessity? What is desire to perform or this seva? So, therefore, you know, Krishna is giving according ability and necessity, and that seva coming here, and I think we can also share that seva, because, you know, as a math manager, I'm not math manager, for you to know. Like Vijay Raman in Petersburg, Ram Rai in Moscow, I'm kind of like enjoyer. I preach, supply, plan, manage, but I know how difficult it is. And I told Acharya Maharaj, I said, Maharaj, how long are you going to remain as a math manager, dealing with all the circumstances? Now it is time for you actually to concentrate on nourishment, devotees, giving Harikatha to people, but also who will take charge. You know, so then we should take charge and we should help. We came here to help. We're not came here to enjoy free rooms by Govinda Kund or, you know, Upland Prasadam. We came here to give. And devotees like Mexican devotees and, you know, all devotees here, they're like hard givers. And therefore this position is so glorious. So I'm sorry I just went for too long, but I felt to say that. So my dandavat pranam to Shripad Goswami Maharaj and Shripad Acharya Maharaj, and maybe Acharya Maharaj can end.